James Hazel's going to fly in here at the minute and tell us about his programme, but he's blocked somebody in, Matt.
I understand that, yeah.
It's the way it goes, isn't it?
So, it does.
So he'll just come in a burst of hot air in a minute. So, but anyway, Matt Porter is here, our gadget man, of course, from Matt Porter Web Design, based at Innovation Martlesham at Astral Park. What you got on there on your wrist?
Today I have the Fitbit Charge HR. And the HR stands for heart rate. It's a fitness bracelet. Many people will be aware of these. There's many of them around, different types. Fitbit are quite a well-known brand. But this particular one, aside from tracking your workouts and activity and sleep and things like that, it also permanently or constantly monitors your heart rate as well. So
that all just sits on your wrist.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. But with the aforementioned,
monitoring mine. Can you monitor my heart rate at the moment?
Now would be a good time actually put it on to James Hazel to see how many beats per minute he's doing.
So what I've got to do, just put it on here.
You put it on there. Yeah.
And then what does
and
it?
If you tap. Tap it with... hang on.
Tap it with me, what?
He's coming round to tap it for you.
Come round and tap it for me.
So this is a perfect example that we've now got. James has had to go and move his car.
Yeah, yeah.
So his heart rate's gone up a bit.
I'm rushing about.
So we're just going to see whether he's going to make it to 12 o'clock, let alone anything else.
That is a point. What's it doing, Matt?
It is monitoring your heart rate.
Is it?
Right, OK.
82? Well, that's not bad, is it? I have been rushing around, so 82's all right. Well,
it'd be all right if I knew what it should be.
I think 70's the resting thing, isn't it?
So 82's all right.
82's all right.
I might need about 5 minutes before I could even speak.
There you go. I've run up the ramp, I've run down the ramp, I've run through to the studio, so...
Right, well, all things being well, if you're still with us at 12, James, what you got?
I got caught chatting to my car. Over the weekend.
Did you?
And I thought, well, everybody does that, don't they? I was having a conversation, you know, the usual conversation, you know, that, as you do with your car, or Vicky, as I call her. So the question today is, what name have you given your vehicle? Because everyone seems to... There's already been fuss and complaint. People are concerned that men always give their cars female names.
Yeah.
Right? And it transpires that women have names for all sorts of things. Vacuum cleaners... washing machines, they name everything.
Why would you name a vacuum cleaner? I'm sorry if this...
No. Daryl the Dyson has come through to us, so, you know.
Henry the Hoover.
Henry, obviously. Of course, yeah, but he's always called Henry. So today, what name have you given your vehicle? And do you, like me, have little conversations with it, you know?
No.
We had a very big car, a big seven-seater, and I called it the Star Destroyer. Because it was so big.
The Star Destroyer.
From Star Wars, yeah.
There you go. Back in the day will be 1971 and 1984. Which is the better year out of those two? Oh, we'll find out later, don't you?
71, I'd say.
Would you say 71?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Did you say 84?
Yeah.
That was a classic year, 84.
It's a classic year.
Biggest years ever, yeah.
On the mixtape, town legend John Walk is choosing the tunes. He's chosen some belters in there, I tell you. Proper music, as those footballers might call it.
Yeah.
Mystery Voice and Simon's on the telly review, advising us what we should have watched when it was on, but it's all right because we can watch it on the electronic thing.
Yeah.
So that's fine. So that's all to come from midday today.
Deep breath. James here in 10 minutes' time. So he's passed the test, really, for the 82 isn't bad for a heart rate.
That's my resting heart rate.
That's because you're bombing around electric bikes, that's
well,
why.
Well, that's true, yeah.
That's why.
Yes, it does monitor your heart rate, but it does lots of other things as well. It monitors your number of calories you might be burning, because it can monitor activity. So it will see that. It'll also see if you're running upstairs. So I can see on my log this morning, I've gone up 2 flights of stairs this morning. I've burnt 1,294 calories. And
how many?
1,294 calories, yeah.
Now, you see, there are various apps you can get for phones now that will tell you how many calories you've burnt doing X, Y, or Z when you're walking around. I'm never sure how accurate they are.
Well, they're
not
as accurate as they can be, really, and nothing is going to be completely accurate. I guess it's done on a rough estimated, you know, it's using motion sensor and stuff like that. It says I've done 1,519 steps this morning, which sounds good, but my target is 10,000 in a day. So that's quite a large number of bit of activity. Sleep. One of the great things is sleep, because many of us don't get enough sleep, especially in our house, because we have a child with a sleep disorder. He's always waking up in the night. But if I look at my sleep from last night, it says that I had 2 hours, 43 minutes of proper sleep last night.
It doesn't sound enough to
me. No. So I was asleep for, well, I was in bed, but I was restless for about 5 hours.
And so, it can tell when you're moving around then?
Yeah, so you see the sleep pattern there.
Ah, right. So it gives you a sort of visual readout of when you're...
So you have an account on your mobile phone and on your computer as well, and it will synchronise with that account so you can see what your sleep's like. It's particularly pertinent for us because obviously we've got a situation at home where our sleep is disturbed quite a lot. But you wake up in the morning tired, and that can probably tell you why. Again, this is not... Other sleep, fitness bracelets will do the same or similar. They'll monitor things like that. It will synchronise with other products as well. There is a set of scales, wireless scales, which Fitbit sell. I tried to get one of those, and they didn't have one in stock that they could send me. But I'm trying to do a fitness thing at the moment. I'm trying to lose weight, so I'll have this for a few weeks, and I'll be able to see how I get on. Yeah, so it's a very nice, comfortable little app. It shows you your time. It's got a little tiny watch on there as well, so you can see what time it is, and you can monitor your activity, steps and stuff like that.
Okay, well, we'll talk a bit more about maybe what some of the competition is and this is up against in just a minute, but it seems like a reason. I'd like the sleep analysis thing. That's quite handy. So we'll talk about that in just a second. Let's get some travel, though.
BBC Suffolk Live. Have you logged on yet?
Things are really nice service, actually. At work, I had it running in the background. As new stories are being added, it's refreshing at the same time.
bbc.co.uk/Suffolk.
There were lucky stories in there. There was BBC Weather, I believe, as well.
Local news, local sport, local weather.
I used it to listen to Radio Suffolk, but also I could see the news stories as they were popping up.
BBC Suffolk Live. Have you logged on yet?
The man's everywhere. Matt Porter's with us from Matt Porter Web Design, and we're looking at the Fitbit gadget. Which
Fitbit Charge HR.
Fitbit Charge HR, very specifically. So what sort of other things are there in the market then that would be up against this?
There is, I've reviewed a couple in the past, actually. Sony do a smart band and a smart band talk, which I've had. Very similar kind of features the Fitbit, really. It does sleep tracking as well. The Sony actually tracks light sleep and deep sleep. They all do similar kinds of things. I know I have seen reviews where they put them all up against each other and they get slightly varying kind of results, you know, with how many steps you do, how much activity you're doing. So you're not using this in kind of like a medical environment where it's going to give you exactly...
Yeah. If you had three different sets of scales, they'd probably all tell you
they probably would indeed. Yes. So it's there are several out there. There are several different models of Fitbit out there as well. This one's the heart rate, live heart rate version, but there's a cheaper ones or lower end ones, and there's more expensive ones out there as well. So and also smartwatches are providing a lot of information, and some mobile phones will have heart rate monitors on them. So they're all kind of getting into there. It's a big market, the fitness market, and I think that what we have at the moment is these companies looking for a market, a new way of generating revenue, and the fitness market's big.
And you showed me a readout of what was coming from the watch into your phone. Are you able to look at that online on a normal computer as well?
So you have a Fitbit, in this case you have a Fitbit account that you can log into on any computer with internet connection. With the Fitbit itself, you get a charger cable, obviously, to charge it. It lasts about 7 days on a charge, which is great. It means you're not taking it off overnight. And also you have a little wireless dongle that you can plug into your computer and then synchronize directly with your computer, so you don't actually have to have a mobile phone in order to use this device. You can walk around all day and then you come back in the evening in front of your computer and then synchronize then. So you can do it without a mobile phone, which is kind of nice because lots of people don't have smartphones.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that the amount of products like that are on the market, but that's one to consider anyway, the Fitbit.
Yep, £99, around £99 in most stockists. So, yeah.
All right, Matt, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design, based at Innovation Martlesham.